Hey everyone, it's Eric Gouge,
Jamie Gouget,
and we are Small Town Talk. Welcome to the show today. Today we just found out that there's an event coming up on May 5th that everyone should know about.
Cinco de Mayo. Just kidding.
Well, it is Cinco de Mayo, and there's an event called Edmonds Local Four coming up.
And we met with Pam from Walnut Street Coffee, and she kind of goes over the details in this week's episode. And we find out the details, the fun happenings, and how you can get involved in the Edmonds community and join up, meet some new friends, do some shopping.
And I hear there's a pretty cool swag bag.
And tacos.
Oh, yeah. So here we go.
Thanks, everyone. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Small Town Talk. This is Jamie and Eric, and I'm here with the owner of Walnut Street Coffee, Pam.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me today.
Thanks for showing up here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Taking your time out of your day to talk with us.
So how did you get started in the coffee business?
Actually a little bit circuitously, but I've always loved cafes and the cafe culture. But my background, I have a business degree from the U and a focus in human resources and marketing. And so I worked in the corporate sector for about 10 years doing that. My last kind of long-term job there was at the Nature Conservancy, which is fabulous organization with really amazing, talented, and dedicated people. And in my early 30s, after being there about 5 years, I was a little bit feeling like the hamster on a treadmill and also a little terrified that if I was already working for an organization that I cared so much about, but I still felt that way, how would I do it for 30 more years?
Yeah.
So at that point, I decided to take a little break from the corporate sector, and I had a good friend who was opening a coffee shop on Finney Ridge, Herkimer Coffee.
Oh, nice. Oh.
And he had me come on board just to help him manage the contractors, set up all of his accounts, hire his staff, get his paperwork set up. And the idea was at the end of that, I'd be all recharged and ready to go back to corporate America. And instead, I just was kind of getting to really enjoy being there. And so I stayed on, and he taught me, and his manager there taught me everything I know about coffee. So
wow,
it was a pretty, pretty amazing entree into the field, because not only did I get to learn the art and craft of coffee and espresso creation, but I also learned how to open a shop.
Yeah.
So after I'd been there for about a year and a half, I still loved it. And I really have always wanted to have my own business and be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But being an HR consultant wasn't really the right direction for me. So I live in Richmond Beach with my husband, and we used to ride our bike through downtown Edmonds. And one day we rode our bikes past where our location is now, and it was like, that is it.
Yeah, it used to be the old flower shop, right?
Yeah. And yeah. We reached out to the landlord and let them know what we were looking at doing. And, we loved Edmonds, but, we just never really found, the place that we felt like going and hanging out that had kind of the caliber of coffee we were looking for and atmosphere and all of that. And so we just thought, we can't be the only ones who are looking for this experience. So that was how Walnut was born. And yeah, it's been 12 years now.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy and amazing. So
yeah, it's been that long already.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and for me, it's just been a really great way to combine. I have a super detail-oriented side with a real love for people and community. So it's a really fun way to combine both of those skill sets into one spot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So speaking of location, do you want to tell people where you're located?
Yeah, so I'm right on Walnut Street.
If the name didn't give it away.
Yeah, well, so, for those that don't know the area, maybe.
Yeah, so we, it's funny because 12 years ago, Walnut really was on the edge of town.
Oh, absolutely.
The Gregory building was still under construction, and it was still a little bit of a sleepy spot. And that was actually part of the draw, because we really wanted to be an area where the locals would know about us and come. It's a lot more fun in the coffee industry to really get to know who you're serving and have those 2-minute touches every day that really build a pretty amazing relationship with people. So there's more parking,
Which is key.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's
always amazed too by how every time I'm in there, I always see at least three people I know. You know, it's all that's where all the locals go is to Walnut Street. You know, people will walk from Main Street to Walnut Street to get coffee instead of going into Starbucks if they, you know, time permitting, right? But it's pretty funny that I can't go in there without saying hi to people, getting out of line to go talk to people, and then having to get back in line. You know, it's pretty pretty cool.
Makes it fun.
Yeah, has the atmosphere.
Yeah,
truly local coffee shop.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the other thing that we find really fun is that it also is the kind of place where if people are even just visiting Edmonds for the day, you kind of get to be a local for the day.
Right.
Because it is just getting this really sweet slice of what is so special about our town.
So speaking of coffee, so we actually, we've been longtime lovers of You Serve Vivace, Espresso Vivace. We, my previous life, I worked for UW-Medicine and I was from their south, I was walking distance to their South Lake office. And so we would get Vivace every day. So how did you discover them and why did you choose Vivace?
You know, they've always been one of my favorite roasters in town. And I mean, that's one of the really fun parts about opening a shop, too, is you just get to go out and taste all the coffees that are out there and the pastries and really, you know, take a look at what is the right mix for your palate. And so we tried at the time, you know, I had worked at Herkimer, and at the time they weren't roasting. They do now. So that was a few years into my business before they started doing that. So I looked at Vivace, I looked at Lighthouse, and a couple others. And Vivace is just, it's a really unique flavor profile. It's really smooth, super full bodied.
Yeah, it's not like bitter, you know, like some places.
Yeah. So for me, it just really hits a lot of the notes in my palate that I love. It marries really great with milk, and so it holds up, and it has a strength to it that sometimes can be lost with the lighter roasts that are really popular right now. And it's funny because I still will go out and try different coffees because I love it. I love the whole tasting thing, but I just have yet to find something that I really love and enjoy consistently.
Well, it seems consistently that every person I ever talk to really enjoys that coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't ever hear anyone complaining about it, you know, or finishing a cup, you know.
Right. Funny story, Eric used to not drink coffee at all.
Yeah.
And then we went to Italy on our honeymoon and he had a couple cappuccinos and
they got me hooked.
Then we came back and he's like, oh, you know, Starbucks, this isn't as good. And I'm like, well, you need to have a Vivace. So then we started having it shipped to our house.
Right.
And now he has a coffee or two a day. So, I mean, I think that's a big testament to the
quality of the roast.
Yeah.
Anyone can like it.
Even if you didn't like coffee to start with.
If you did not like coffee, you will end up liking it.
Yeah. Well, and actually they have a really, really fabulous decaf roast as well.
Oh, really?
So, which I find, you know, people can mock people who enjoy decaf coffee, but they actually are the truest coffee lovers because they aren't even doing it for the caffeine. They're just doing it for the flavor, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good, that's a good point.
Yeah. So anyhow.
Yeah. Most of us are just trying to get our caffeine fixed to keep us going through the day.
Right. And say, I just finished my second of the day. So
good job.
We have small kids.
Little kids do that to you.
Yeah. And then I wanted to talk about the food because you guys have amazing food options, especially the newest edition of the Sunrise Tacos, which I've sent Eric out just to get the tacos and bring them back home. So maybe you want to touch on a couple of the different options and how things have gotten brought on.
Well, it's been a fun evolution of our business because 12 years ago, it was really hard to get people who were willing to come to Edmonds to deliver product because we're a one-way stop. And so when you're in the wholesale industry, you're really looking at having kind of a corridor of drop-offs that is efficient and, you know, can maximize that expense in a business. So we were super excited when we've probably been carrying Macrina for 7 or 8 years now. And being able to secure that kind of caliber of pastry was really exciting. And then we do have the Sunrise Tacos, which we've been carrying for, I think, just about a year now. And I was so thrilled that they were willing to come to Edmonds we were at a coffee shop in Seattle and had one, and I was like, oh, what a dream.
Because it's so good.
Yeah, yeah. My passion has always been espresso and coffee preparation, and I've really wanted to focus on just pick one thing and do it well. Mm-hmm. And I am not a baker. And I don't have space for food prep, so I wanted to be able to provide some other options besides just sweet things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't have the manpower, the space, the expertise to provide that on site. So anyhow, yeah, I reached out to Natalie at Sunrise Tacos, and they were at a point where they were still growing and expanding and willing to come to us. So they come hot, fresh every morning at 7. We only serve them till noon, but we usually sell out.
And I want to preface, just because I have friends that are vegan, but there's a vegan, there's a vegetarian, there's a meat option. You get two kinds of salsa to choose from.
Yeah. I mean, gluten-free.
A gluten-free. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much anyone can enjoy
them.
And then I also love your breakfast sandwich so much.
Yeah.
Do you guys make those?
So we don't. So we work with a local company that has a commercial kitchen just up in Linwood.
Oh, nice.
And so she's called Dancing Vicky at Dancing Women Meals, and she does our quinoa burrito and our black bean burrito and then the breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
So, and actually she approached me in the first summer that we were open, within the first few months, and said, hey, I have these burritos. Do you, you know, I think they would be a great fit. And I tried really hard not to roll my eyes and tell her no, because who wants, I just thought it was weird. Like, why would I sell a burrito? That sounds kind of weird. I'm like, well, just bring me a sample. And she brought in the quinoa burrito and we sampled it. And it was like, it's perfect.
I've had that one many times
too. Yeah, it's a great breakfast, great protein. It's real food. It's, you know, so, and it's quick. You know, you only have to wait a couple minutes and you can be on your way. So,
Yeah, it's a really great option to have that food available. And
something substantial that, you know, he's the sweet guy, I'm the savory. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm not going to go into a place and want a Danish or a donut. I want eggs. I want, you know, something that's substantial. So I appreciate that you have those options as well. So.
Yeah, it's kind of the perfect mix. It still lets us do what we do best, but gives people just enough options so they can still just stop once.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And then how did you come up with your modern aesthetic? Because it's very mid-century modern and very chic and very, you feel very cool when you're hanging out in there. Oh, it's bright colors. You know, it's very like Palm Springs-esque.
Then the garage doors open, the rolling door.
Yeah. Well, I'm super fortunate in that I have one of my closest friends is Laura Zeck, who happens to own Zinc Plus Object in town. And so I ended up being her first commercial project that she did the design work for. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So it was, and her husband did my logo. He's a designer. So it was a really fun partnership because my husband and I would love to go around and pick up all the pieces of different coffee shops that we really liked. And one of the things that I love is going in and looking about and seeing like, where do I feel like sitting today? And places that have really unified seating, I find really unappealing. Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to have these little pockets where there's the community table where if you feel like just having a random conversation, that can happen. If you want to tuck away in the corner of the bar, you can. If you're meeting a friend and you want to sit at the bench seat. So kind of having, if it's sunny and I want to sit in front of the front door. So there's no bad seat. There's just these different flavors in a way.
Depending on your mood.
Yeah. And so Laura was able to take that desire and really translate it into like the colors and the, you know, so yeah.
It's just very bright and fun and happy for, you know, especially with our weather some days. It's nice to go and see the pops of orange and green. And
it's very appealing for a tired morning to walk in and see like cheerful colors and not just like a dark. I feel like a lot of times when you think of like a coffee, you know,
like broody.
Yeah, like dark and kind of like, you know, especially in Seattle, I feel like we have that that reputation of being like, you know, the coffee shop is like where you go to like, you know, hide a little bit and.
Right, it's your cozy little cavern.
Yeah, and it's dark and quiet. And this is like the complete opposite. It's just like super busy and cheerful and everyone's really excited and happy. It's a good feeling to be, especially in the morning time when everyone's super tired, right?
Yeah.
The last thing you need is a dark room that it's like you're
puts you back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, when Laura first presented the whole kind of suite of colors, I was a little bit like, this is a little out of my comfort zone, because it is. You're so used to this other formula that happens. But yeah, I think it's really been a crucial part of our success, actually, because it makes you feel special when you come in.
And it's different. It's rememberable. So
yeah,
it
stands out.
Yeah. So you've been involved, I think, maybe you're part of the flagship, but of the local Boar event, which I think you guys have another one coming up.
We do. Yeah.
So we've done it a couple, I mean, I personally have done it a couple times. You've done it, I think.
I did. I tagged along once to the different shops.
It's, I think, a little more geared female, but, we had a lot of fun, but maybe you want to explain to people what it's about and kind of do some promotion.
So our fifth event is coming up on May 5th, so 5-5-5, and there's five businesses, so it's really a big 5 year for us.
Yeah.
But 5 years ago, there were Kimberly at Rogue and Elizabeth and Sarah at the Refinery and Laura, Zach at Zinc were all relatively new businesses and looking for a way to really partnered together to create something, an event that was bigger than just what one person or one shop could do on their own. Mm-hmm. And that was the idea of this local Voar, so that there's one day that we really all put a concerted effort into creating fun experiences everywhere, provided some great deals, and then everybody gets a fun swag bag at the end. And there's a really killer grand prize that we all put several hundred dollars worth of merchandise into. So it's $1,000 basket. Whoa. And then 4 years ago, Kim at Scratch came on board. So she was kind of the perfect ending point where you can, you know, celebrate with a cocktail at the end.
So,
it's just a super, super fun day. We do two events, one's in May and one's in November. And I think for me, it's interesting because I'm in my little pocket. I am so fortunate to have a great and really, robust following. And it's nice to be able to give back in the community to these other women business owners who are bringing something so cool to town and really helping elevate Edmund's game. Mm-hmm. It's been super fun and a great way to make. I've really been able to develop these friendships with these people that's kind of the icing on the cake.
Yeah, I mean, every time I've gone with my friends or with Eric, we've had a lot of fun. And it's, you know, you're making a day of Edmund's kind of day.
Yeah.
So you get to walk around and shop and, you know, have fun. And like you said, at the end, get the grab bags.
Yeah. So this year we'll have some really fun live music outside. Oh. And Natalie at Sunrise is going to come do a cool taco thing for Cinco de Mayo, you know?
Yeah.
And I know Rogue is having a fun make your own earrings. She has lots of cool leather making supplies to do things. That Refinery does a braid and braid bar. So if you want to get a braid, Eric,
grow my hair out a little bit.
It'd be great. Laura has a super cool trunk show coming. So yeah, just lots of really, it's a fun, you go around and get stamped at each location and shop and have fun and hopefully see some people out you might know along the way.
Probably. Have you seen your following? Has it every year kind of got more and more and harder to get? Is there like a minimum or a maximum amount of
The swag bag that you get at the end. So if you get your passport, as we call it, punched at each location, and then you do have to show a proof of purchase from two spots, you get a swag bag at the end. Mm-hmm. And so there's only 150 of those.
Okay.
You don't want to dilly-dally too much, because it's a fun, robust, you know, busy day.
Yeah, it's fun then seeing people walking around town and having a good time. Even in the one day, I think it was raining and people were still all walking around. And
we had our son in our stroller.
He was in the stroller with the plastic cover over
it. It was good for us. He was 3 or 4 months old and we're like, we're having a day.
We're getting out.
Right. Yeah.
So it was fun. And then I think you mentioned before we started recording some other promotions you had coming up.
We just do a big celebration for Earth Day that comes up on April 22nd. One of the things that we don't spend a lot of time telling people about is our environmental practices at the shop. So we do use only compostable cups and straws.
That's awesome.
And lids. We use only organic milk. And I think that was probably the thing that was the most challenging for me when we opened, is I just hadn't really bargain for how much garbage a coffee shop makes. And it was really upsetting to see what a contribution we were making to this mess. So anyhow, the Earth Day celebration is kind of a fun way for us to, we give discounts on travel mugs and on our hydration mugs. I mean, bottled water
is insane. The waste
is so sad and so painful. Yeah. So, you know, just trying to encourage people in a nice way to consider changing some of their habits to really help this planet that we've only got one of.
That's very true.
We just recently started our own compost.
Yeah, we just started composting and keeping all of our coffee grounds.
That's
and
great.
Things like that. And we're a week into it, so we still have several months to go.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Our novice.
Everything helps, right?
It does, yeah. Well, I think it's really easy to feel overwhelmed by it and to not really realize that, I mean, I have my little travel mug and there are 365 cups less a year in the land waste or in a compost
from
because
one
of
single
me
person
you know and so every one little thing we do it
and
really
the
does
straw
help.
Thing is huge I mean
so I could just bring my so we do have a travel mug
we've bought lots of your
and so you can just bring it in and someone can they'll fill it up there for you on that so using the cup
and so, and actually you save 25 cents every time you bring in your own travel mug. So
I need to start carrying mine in my car.
That he works down the street at Cole Banker Bain, so he's in there quite a bit for his second or third cup of the day.
That's good. So yeah, give it, if at the end of a week you could have a free drip out of all your savings, right?
Yeah, that's very true. And I can put that towards tacos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else you want to promote or have coming up or
I just really appreciate the opportunity to come and chat with you guys and it's neat to have to have the residents, the people that live here love Edmonds just as much as the business owners do. It's it's a really unique and special place and it's cool that I feel like so many people get that. So it's very Mayberry-ish but without being untrue to our authenticity and being real people.
It's nice to be out of the, I mean, you're close to everything that's, you know, you can get into Seattle or to any place pretty quickly, but you're still in this nice little
nook,
quiet part of town, you know, of Washington that.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that so many businesses keep it hyper local and trying to keep Edmonds small while expanding.
Right.
So, you know, I think all the, you know, the political side and the business side and everyone's kind of trying to make it still
place.
Feel quaint, but
it's important to retain the scale and feeling that you get when you come here for sure.
Like not having the high rises and things being.
Do you guys ever plan on expanding? Is this your only place or are you ever thinking about going
multi-location
global?
You know, it's I do every once in a while I consider it. I am, you know, you get some time on your hand every once in a while and you start to mad scientist and antsy and whatnot. But in general I've really had a priority of just doing one thing and doing it really well. Mm-hmm. And I just love Edmonds. I love our customers. I have the best staff ever.
Yeah.
And they're a huge part of what brings me joy. And I really am mindful that by growing bigger, you might end up doing more of the things that bring you less joy. And
So,
I think keeping it simple and just focusing on the goodness and not being too much into the American dream of growing bigger and bigger and bigger. So I have aging parents in town. So, you know, kids that are about to be out of the house and that type of thing. So it's nice to, and a great husband I like to spend time with. So, you know, try and focus on some of the other things you can do also.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome though. Yeah. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And this is Jamie.
I'm Eric.
And Pam.
Have a good day.
Bye.